Madhurananda Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopisha Navala Bhagiri Varadhari Shodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopisha Navala Bhagiri Varadhari Shodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Vishnupada Paramanta Parivarikachara Stotra Sata Shri Shri Bhakti. This Divine Grace is Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Is Kaam Bhakti Pandara Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundara Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balarama Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraja Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Itai Gaura Pramanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Sri Gauranga. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 20, The Dynasty of Puru, Text Number 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trayastrinshatshatam hyashvam Badhva vismapayam nripam Daush Daushmanchirachagamayam Devanam Guru Mayayau
Jaya Srimchat Chatam Yashvam Badva Vismapayam Nripam Dausmanchirachangamayam Devanam Guru Mayayau Trayastrimshat Chatam Yashvam Badva Vishmapayam Dripan Dausman Chachagamayam Devanam Guru Mayayau Padvajismapayam lipam Dasmachirachagamayam Devanam gurumaya
Ladies, Devanam Guru Mayaya. Translation of the words, please repeat. Trayaha. Three. Trinshat. Thirsty. No, 30. 30. Shatam. 100. He. Indeed. Ashvam. Horses. Badva, resting in the Jagya. Vismapayam, astonished. Nripam, all other kings. Dausmantihi, the son of Maharaj Dusmanta. Atyagat, surpassed. Mayam, material opulences. Devanam, of the demigods. Gurum, the supreme spiritual master. Ayayo, achieved. Translation. Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, bound 3,300 horses for those sacrifices. And thus he astonished all other kings. He surpassed even the opulence of the demigods, for he achieved the supreme spiritual master, Hari. Then purport given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One who achieves the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
certainly surpasses all material wealth, even that of the demigods in the heavenly planets. Yam labha chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha. The achievement of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most exalted achievement in life. Om Ajnana Chivirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Shakshurum Viritam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Saptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadachi Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Siguru Siguta Pada Kamalam Siguru Vashnavamsa Shri Rupam Sakrasattam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Vasachati Satarini. In the verse again, Trayastrinshat Shatam Hyashvam Badhva Vishmapayam Nripam Dausman Chirachyagam Mayam Devanam Gurum Mayayo. Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, bound 3,300 horses for those sacrifices, and thus he astonished all other kings. He surpassed even the opulence of the demigods, for he achieved the Supreme Spiritual Master Hari. And then this chapter in 9th canto narrates the history of Maharaj Dushmanta. And then we could see in the previous verses that Maharaj Dushmanta generated a son with a lady, it's called Shakuntala. And then the son was Bharata. There are different Bharatas in Vedic history. More famous is this son of Maharaj Dushmanta and also the son of Rishabhadev Maharaj. But the history says that Maharaj Dushmanta, he went to avoid to take the responsibility of his son. But it's described that when Shakuntala went with his son before Maharaj Dushmanta, and he was avoiding accept both the wife and the son. And then there was a voice, a mysterious voice in the sky. And then this voice said, "Oh, Maharaj Dushmanta, his son actually belongs to his father, whereas the mother is only a container, like the skin of a bellows. According to Vedic injunctions, the father is born as the son. Therefore, maintain your own son and do not insult Shakuntala. It's like this. The father and mother has this dharma to protect, to educate the sons and daughters. This is a duty, dharma. One cannot avoid that. As in Rishabhadeva, he was instructing their sons. He spoke this verse, Gurur nasasyat, swajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, daivam natatsyam, napatish chasasyam, nam mocha yedya samupita mrityum. If the parents cannot save their sons and daughters and give spiritual instructions, and then better not accept this responsibility. Also the guru, the master, the teacher, one has to be prepared for taking this task of educating people, children. This is the basic responsibility. This is dharma. Those who are parents cannot escape of this responsibility. In this previous verse, Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned that we have this relationship with Krishna. Krishna is our father. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Pitaham asya jagato, mata data pitamaha. Krishna says, I am the father. And also he says, I am the mother. And also say, I am the grandfather. Like this. And then we have also this relationship with Krishna. Krishna is our father. Even we treat ourselves as the brothers, spiritual brothers. Spiritual brother means that we have a common father. And Krishna is our father. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham sarvat bhuteshu nami dveshishtina priyaha. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapya ham. Krishna says that I'm equal with everyone. I'm not giving some special favor for someone and I reject others. Krishna says no. I'm equal to all. It means that Krishna is giving his mercy for anyone who approaches him. Like in that episode in Rama Lila, when Lord Rama and the army of monkeys, they were just on the South India and tried to cross the ocean to go to Sri Lanka. And then they saw one airplane came in that direction. And then it was the Ravana's brother, Vibhishana. And then the soldiers, the monkey soldiers, they want to kill him. Oh, he's our enemy. He is a spy. But he was approaching very humble. And he folded hands like this. And then Lord Brahma prevented him and said, anyone who comes to me and surrender to me, I give protection. Like this. And then Krishna is giving mercy to everybody. But Krishna says, Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite te chushatyaham. But those who are serving me, those who are surrendered to me and perform devotional service, then I give a special attention. Srila Prabhupada, they gave the example of a very pious person. He gives charity, his behavior properly and give protection to everyone, but especially to their sons and daughters. And then Krishna is like this. He's giving mercy to everybody, but especially for those who are devotees, because he considers them as their sons and daughters. Like this. And then we have this relationship with Krishna as Krishna is our father, like this. And then I was thinking about this, what is the relation, which kind of relations that? Because of the five rasas, Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya rasa, and Madhurya. Vatsalya rasa is the contrary. We are the parents of Krishna. But this rasa of the Krishna is the father. We are the sons. And then two rasas which are compatible to this relation is Dasya rasa and also Sakya rasa. Dasya rasa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Swarupahaya Krishnera Nitya Das. Our Swarup, our original relation to Krishna is that we are eternally servants. The servant always consider his master as superior. He always surrender to the master. And this is the relationship that we have with our father. The children are completely surrendered to the parents. They are completely, they trust completely. For example, a child, 3-4 years old, is not thinking, oh, my father, today you must have to go to work to maintain ourselves. Not thinking of him like this. He trusts completely. He is completely surrendered. Children know that the parents you protect. You provide everything they need. This is our relation with Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Teshan nichabhi yuktanam yoga kshema bahamyaham. I promise I will give to the devotees what they need and preserve what they have. Krishna promised like this, like a father to the son. We have to trust in Krishna completely. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shraddha Shabde Vishvasakahe Sudrida Nishchaya Krishne Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahaya. These words, Shraddha, faith, means a firm conviction. What kind of conviction? That by performing devotional service, Krishna Bhakti, Sarva Karma Krita Hoy, all other activities, all our necessities will be fulfilled. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is faith, this is Shraddha. Like this. To trust completely on Krishna and surrender to Krishna like a child is surrendered to their parents. This kind of relationship. As in the Shastras is described, the six aspects of surrendering. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati tibishvaso goptite varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye shadvidha. Sharanagati. And then this Sharanagati, the surrender to Krishna. And then the two first aspect are the Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. To be engaged in devotional service, in things that are completely in tune with Krishna consciousness, and avoid something that is not Krishna conscious. These are two aspects of surrendering. And then Rakshishyati Tivishvasu, to have the firm faith that Krishna will protect us. Devotees are always praying to Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Krishna Balarama Mandir after the inauguration, and then he was before the deities and he was praying like this. And devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, you are praying to Krishna, but you are a pure devotee. Krishna knows what you want, you need. Krishna is in your heart. Why is the necessity of praying to him? And then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I'm pure devotee because I always pray to Krishna. It is like this. Devotees are always praying to Krishna. We are not going to pray to get material things. It's not. Krishna does not. There's a verse in in fifth canto, that it explained that if one pray for Krishna for material things, Krishna says that this man will ask again and again the same thing, and then he didn't give. He does not give the benediction. But the verse says, Krishna gives the shelter of his lotus feet, and the person becomes a devotee and forget these material desires. But we can always ask for Krishna for protection. We can pray to Krishna, Krishna, please keep my intelligence, my determination to perform devotional service. Oh, I have so many problems in this life. Krishna, give me intelligence and determination to solve my own problems. We don't ask Krishna to solve our problems. We ask Krishna to give intelligence and for solving our problems. And then the verse says, Goptiti Varanam Tata. It's the conviction that Krishna will supply everything to us. Atmanikshepa Karpanye. Karpanye means that we approach Krishna in humble mood. As Kunti Dev, he prays to Krishna, and she says, let's see this verse. Jamasvarya Shruta Shri Vire Dhamana Madhapumam Naivahatya Bidhatum Vai Tvamakinchana Gocharam. Oh my Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. Like this. To be a Kinchana Gochara, as Srila Prabhupada said, that if one a person, if a devotee thinks that he can be happy in this world, he cannot be really a devotee. These are very heavy words. Devotee is the one who knows for certain that there is no real happiness in this world. Everything is temporary. And he is searching for the eternal happiness, the spiritual happiness. As Rishabhadeva, Rishabhadeva is like an exemplary father. He was preaching to his son, just renunciation. It's not easy to find a father like this. And then he says, Nayan deho dehabajam riloke kastam kamam mahate vidhujam ye. Tapodi vyam putrakadyena satvam. Shudye jasmad brahma saukyam tuanantam. He said, my dear sons, if you want the perfect, the eternal happiness. He says, Shudhyedasmat Brahmasaukyam Tvanantam. This kind of happiness that is ananta, there's no end. And then you have to purify yourself. And in order to purify yourself, you have to perform tapasya, austerities. And not spend your life as dogs and hogs searching for sense gratification. You have to perform daivi tapasya, austerity for acquiring spiritual knowledge and following the process of self-realization. And then one becomes purified and reaches a state of consciousness, as he says, Brahmasaukyam, spiritual happiness, which is ananta, everlasting, no end. This is the advice of Rishabhadeva for their sons. Then, in this episode of Dushmanta Maharaj and his son Maharaj, Bharata Maharaj, Bharata Maharaj is described here that he became very powerful. He became even more powerful than the demigods. He became so powerful that this planet was called Bharatavarsha. Like this. And Dushmanta, he took over his responsibility to educate Bharata Maharaj. And then this is the lesson that we get from this chapter. If there are some comments, some questions. Yes, yes.
And also the idea that Krishna is our father is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Are they both Vatsalya Rasa? Does Vatsalya Rasa mean both we think of the Lord as our father? Because we see in Krishna's pastimes he has so many children in Dwarka. Is that Vatsalya Rasa? As well as thinking of the Lord as your own child. Does it go both ways? Like,
yeah. Vatsalya Rasa from Krishna to us, like this. But normally Vatsalya Rasa is, we think Krishna is our son. Krishna is children. And I think this rasa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the original rasa of the devotee is to be a servant, like to have respect to Krishna, to feel inferior to Krishna, like this. Vatsalya rasa, devotee feels superior to Krishna, because the parents of Krishna wants to protect him, educate him, also needs to chastise him like this. They can do this out of love. This is Vatsalya Rasa, like this. But to consider Krishna as our father is different. Krishna is always superior to us, like this. Of course, the father, when the son grows and becomes like a friend, and then the father and his son becomes a friend, he becomes equal, like this. And then this relationship with Krishna also is a bona fide rasa to Krishna, to be friend of Krishna, like this. But the father, the son always, even he is a friend of his father, he has respect to his. But there is sometimes that it's like Arjuna and Krishna. Sometimes Arjuna is very respectful, and sometimes very intimate, like this. And then it's a very natural relation with Krishna. Of course, in the spiritual world, yoga maya is acting, and then you lose this conception of to be respected, to respect Krishna like this. And then, because it's lila, yoga maya, I think like this. Yeah.
Haribol Maharaj, very nice class. So, Maharaj Dushyanta, very pious king, dedicated to Dharma, truthful, stated that he would not even discharge semen unnecessarily. But how is it, it seems that he was hesitant to accept his son? I mean, why do you think this is so?
How can I say? He is not he does not give so many details. Possibly he had so many problems. Some enemies are trying to invade his country like this, or economic problems, crisis. I don't know. But anyway, he is in Srimad Bhagavatam, and then, of course, he is performing lila. He is a lila. And then we can, take teachings of this, to learn things about his history. The point is that he became an example in the history, and if he had some weakness, temporary weakness, and then he, furthermore, he could become to assume his responsibility, and he was very successful in life. And had a son like Bharata Maharaj, great personality. Yes.
Om Maharaj, can I make a comment on that?
Yeah, yes, you can comment.
It's Srila Prabhupada describes, and he's explained that Maharaj Dushyanta, because he was a king and he had to set an ideal example, that just like Lord Ram, he actually knew that this was his son, but to set the example in his kingdom, he wanted to his subjects to be convinced that yes, this is his son, and for that reason that he made that hesitation. Uh-huh. And allow the Lord to perform his lila and allow that divine voice to manifest. It's described later in the purports like that.
Yes.
In yesterday's class and verse, the subject of yajna was covered. And it was established that both the Samkirtan yajna of chanting together is yajna, and also that japa, chanting of Krishna's holy names by japa, is yajna. What about the performance of service to Krishna, activities in Krishna consciousness? Is that also yajna?
Yeah. Of course it is. Yajna means offering. We are offering our time, our capacity, our service to Krishna. This is yajna. Yajna means offering. As in ritual of yajna, you offer so many different elements. We are offering our life. In japa, we are offering the vibration of the holy name to glorify Krishna, offering glorification to Krishna. Yajna is offering. The life of a devotee is pure yajna, is sacrifice. Because as Krishna says, yat karoshi yat jasnasi yat juho siddhasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Everything you do, everything you give, everything you get, everything you eat, any effort you do, tat kurushva, do that, krishnarpanam, as offering to me. It's like this. This is a yajna, offering. Okay. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.